Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Ricky Clavercamp here. Segment number two after the markets. It's time for us to go on over now to Riley Smith. Soybean aphids in Iowa are showing resistance to insecticides. Riley Smith has this.
For a few years, soybean aphids weren't too much of a problem in Iowa. However, last year was a wake-up call for farmers in northern Iowa especially. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Services Representative for Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, said that soybean aphids can cause damage in a few different ways.
They overwinter on buckthorn. It's kind of a shrub area. It's where they overwinter. And then in the springtime, they'll start going through some different life cycles. Usually, it seems like we start really experiencing them, if we're going to have them, in July, you know, late July, early August time frame. And in the aphids, and if we have the good weather, and, you know, if we've got 65 to 80 degree temperatures and those right weather conditions, they can really grow their populations really fast. And they're piercing, sucking, you know, aphids, and they're gonna pull resources out of the plants. On top of that, they'll produce like a sticky, sugary waste called honeydew on the leaf surface that turns into a moldy soot as well. It can sometimes block out the sun getting to the leaf surface, the soybeans as well. And, you know, when you add all that up, it's pretty easy to start pulling some yield off these soybean plants.
Not only did the aphids come back, but they are now suspected to be resistant to pyrethroid class insecticides, which are the most commonly used insecticides.
On top of that, here's a real kicker, which a lot of people experienced for the first time last year with these soybean aphids. We believe that pretty much all of them that we see, at least in, you know, northern Iowa, Minnesota, those areas, they're resistant to the pyrethroid class of insecticides. And that's our most commonly used insecticide that we've been using for soybean aphids. They don't work anymore, and so we need to find a different mode of action insecticide to control them. So some people kind of found that out the hard way last year, and so then they had to retreat with something like Safena insecticide from BASF, which is a unique mode of action for controlling soybean aphids.
As it is with many crop pests, scouting is a major part of the management strategy. Martin said there are a few things to consider when scouting for soybean aphids.
And again, I think that's what took a lot of folks back last year. They just weren't out there scouting for it because, again, it's a pest that we haven't seen for a few years. So we need to always scout, continue to scout for soybean aphids. We're in that, if you're in that area, you know, like that I cover in Iowa and Illinois, soybeans, aphids can always be a problem. That might not be a problem every year, but definitely can be a problem. So we're going to get out there and scout. You know, after that, we watch the weather. If it gets too warm, that may cause the populations to crash. We're going to look out for our beneficial insects as well, like parasitic wasps, lady beetles. They feed on aphids. And we're going to watch that balance.
Martin said there's a specific population threshold that needs to be met before farmers make plans to treat their fields with an insecticide.
Which is when we are finding 80% of the plants in the field, you know, with 250 aphids per plant, and the aphids population's increasing. So that's our treatment threshold that I just said there. I mean, the beneficials can't keep up, the weather's too good for, and the aphids keep on reproducing. That's when we're going to need to make that application. And again, we're going to be focusing in the reproductive stages. So scouting through that R5, you know, that's basically when pod cavities are not filled quite yet, but seeds developing in the soybean plant's life. That's what we're going to be scouting up until. And so if we find, again, 250 aphids per plant, more than 8% of the plants in the field are infested, and we see the aphid population growing, we are going to treat, because the population is overcoming, you know, Mother Nature there.
If that threshold is met, Martin said he recommends using Safena insecticide, which offers a new and unique mode of action to eliminate soybean aphids while protecting beneficial insects.
Our most commonly used mode of action has been pyrethroids. They don't work anymore. We used to rely on organophosphates. Those have been limited as well. So this product, this insecticide, you know, really coming into the marketplace at a time when we've lost a lot of other options. On top of that, it has great applicator flexibility as it's a non-restricted use pesticide. It has rapid onset action to stop aphid feeding and protect that yield potential. And here's a really great benefit to it. No pollinator restrictions. So it's easy on those beneficials. It's easy on bees. you know, so if when we knock down the aphids and this bracket has nice residual, we're going to keep those beneficials alive to help control the aphid population on top of the control we're getting out of the insecticide.
For more information on Safena insecticide, contact your local BASF retailer or visit agriculture.basf.us. I'm Riley Smith reporting.
Take a step aside for the weather.